You are listening to Proudly Resents.
Oh, reasons. I cannot hear you well. Hi, this is Danny Wazell. Proudly Resents.
The cult movie podcast.
The Adam Spiegelman Show.
To all you Proudly Resents listeners out there, just remember, you can't piss on hospitality. I want it.
Hello, Nico.
What?
Hello.
Hello.
Proudly Resents, ProudlyResents.com. We are talking about week number 8.
I don't know. Infinity.
Oh, Celebrity Apprentice.
Seventh level of hell.
We'll be doing this till the end of the season and then talk about something with substance. we'll just do a recap on the brown M&M. There's a... they made an M&M... comes to
sexy.
Life. Yeah, they do these sexy brown M&M integration ads in the show where a brown M&M comes out and says something stupid.
Segway. Boardroom.
Yeah, and it doesn't make it, they don't announce it. It just happens. We've talked about this before.
Just turns up.
I only bring that up because we're dating.
Are you?
The brown M&M?
Mazel tov.
Thank you. I know.
Is she kosher?
And she is kosher. Yeah, but. Yeah, I brought her just to shock my dad.
Right. He's the anti-M&M.
Not a big fan. He's a racist. Mm. Lou Ferrigno finally voted out of the show. This is that.
Good.
Speaking, the gentleman is Adam Spiegelman. The lady, there's no lady, but Nico's on the other line.
You're so funny. I see why you work in Hollywood.
Oh, that's funny you say I work in Hollywood. My show got canceled yesterday.
Hooray! Which one is this?
You've never
one?
Heard of it.
Is this the online one?
Maybe. I'm the first show to get canceled from YouTube.
Jesus.
The guy says, come in my office, and I turn to the woman I work with, and I say, we're getting canceled. And of course, like everything else, she said, no, you're wrong. And I went to close the door, and the door didn't close all the way. And he went and made sure the door was closed. I was like, oh, show's over. He doesn't want anyone to hear this conversation.
Well done, you.
Yeah, I'm like a super sleuth who figures out how he's not working anymore. I'm in a Sherlock Holmes on a
showbiz.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, you didn't like that show anyway, though.
I liked it.
All the stuff you were saying.
Hey. Oh, they don't listen.
Hey.
No, I didn't say anything. No.
No, the one person that listens to this probably didn't work on
who,
that
Dave?
Show. Yeah. Dave. Dave still loves you, though. Maybe Dave can give you a job.
Oh, I gotta apologize to...
You can clean out his car every week.
Cat Handy. I kept emailing her by mistake. She listens to the show.
Right.
Because I thought she was Mr. Kate, who's this weird crafts person I was booking on the show. And I finally sent her an email saying, don't worry about all the emails. The show is canceled. She wrote back going, what the hell are you talking about?
You know, just... emailing random listeners.
Well, in fairness to me,
explaining how your show's been canceled.
Yes, her name is Kate Handy, like Handy, and the other one was a crafts person named Kate.
Right. So you got them confused. How?
It was spell it out. What was his name? It was Kate Handy.
Yeah.
It's a crafts handy. Anyway.
Don't make excuses for your own stupidity.
Well, don't stop me.
Can you not
why
see?
Stop,
handy?
Why stop now? Let's start with the show, Nico.
Oh, do we have
Lou Ferrigno. Voted off. Like myself,
Lou
voted
Ferrigno.
Off television this week.
There are so many ways you are like Lou Ferrigno.
There is, right?
Yeah, you've got the same face.
Pretty much.
Same old face. Same weird hairdo. The temper tantrums, you know, people don't understand. It's all very civil sometimes in this podcast, but once it stopped recording, the tantrums that you have are unbearable.
What did I say? I don't have tantrums. Well, the guy gets fired. Two things. One, I guess the worst thing, he threatens a woman sitting right next to him.
You can't fire me.
He says, if you're a man, I throw you through the wall. Which, by the way, again, I know it looks really good, but the boardroom's a set. So when he says, I could throw somebody through a wall. That wall.
But I like the way where he went, I wasn't being aggressive. He's going, I said, if you were a man, and you're not a man, so because you're not a man, that's not aggressive.
I can totally see that. No.
God, he's just such a big baby.
It was terrible. Yeah, he really did threaten her, and I can't believe she sat there like, I guess she knew he wouldn't do anything, the cameras were rolling, but he really did say, I'm going to throw you through a wall.
Yeah.
And,
she said, I'm going to stab you in the cock.
What?
That's what she should have said. I will shoot you in the face. That wasn't directed at you. I think she should have said that to Lou.
You see why people, I get aggressive, but I have to put up with it all the time.
I am coming to you from a sick bed.
What is wrong?
So a little bit of sympathy would be nice. Or is that too much to ask for?
So what is wrong? Why are you in the sick bed? And is there a net, a mosquito net over your sick bed?
No, not this one. It is in France. This one, no. I have a kidney infection. So it's been like a small midget is punching me in the back constantly. I wish that midget would fuck off. Fuck off, midget! I wouldn't say that, though, because I love midgets.
You're a big fan of the little people.
Who doesn't love... Don't start with your little people.
Why are they punching you in the gut?
In the back. That's where my kidneys are.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Do you have to go through anatomy again? Remember I told you where the fallopian tubes were?
Oh, I know. I saw those guys in concert last week.
They were great.
They were opening up for the California Raisins. I will try to remove this, but there's a guy, of course, because I live in L.A., there's a guy mowing his lawn. When I say a guy, I mean a gardener. 4 feet in front of me.
What?
In Los Angeles, it's not. Gardeners come during the week
not a
and
guy.
Just fix everyone's house up.
Oh, that's nice of them. I don't have a garden, so I didn't have that problem.
Yeah, where do you live? What kind of situation? We all want to know.
Well, I live in my car. Every week I park my car by a Starbucks so I can use the free Wi-Fi to talk to you.
Oh, I really appreciate that.
That's it. Sometimes I park around the corner if I need to use the facilities. Or if it's late night, I'll just open the ashtray.
Really? Poop right in the ashtray.
Hey, who said anything about pooping? I'm a lady. We don't do that.
I'm a lady. I pee in the ashtray.
Yeah, exactly. Every lady pees in the ashtrays. Don't poop anywhere.
Speaking of ladies, Lisa Lampanelli and lots of hot water.
Segway!
On her radio show, she talks about... she talks about the Celebrity Apprentice. She called Diana a racist name and said something racist about her. But this,
she said that she was a spick or something.
Yeah,
didn't she?
It's pretty awful. And then made a racist joke. But guess what? That's what she does.
What?
She's always done that. What? She's made a career on that. All of a sudden, you can get offended by it. It's like,
I've heard her say a lot worse than that.
Yeah, she's a lot. People pay to see her say a lot worse than that. That's what she does. That's her gig.
She's always offensive. She's not afraid of Lou Ferrigno barking at her face.
No, but I think on the show...
Why would she be afraid of using any sort of racial slurs?
Yeah, I mean, that's what she's known for, is this kind of that kind of humor. So what? She would use it. And on the show, obviously, she's toned it down because it's... primetime TV.
He's 8 or 9 people might be watching it.
Oh, at the very least. Unfortunately, 2 of them are us.
Ugh! He hates it. He hates it so much. He's so shit. This was, again, this week was about nothing. It's just one big advert for entertainment, whatever it was. Fucking coupons, or coupons as they kept calling them.
How do you say it?
Coupon.
It's so adorable.
Fuck off.
Wow.
You're such a patronizing
little
shitbag.
No, I'm not, sweetie.
Yeah, you...
Listen, honey pie.
Punch you in the clavicle.
Why is that midget punching you in the back? What did you do to him? And did I say midget? I meant to say little person.
Oh, you'd be done for. Because that's where my pain is. It was a metaphor.
What's the...
For the pain in my kidneys... feels like a midget punching me in the back constantly.
Wait, what's matter for? I don't know what's the matter with you.
Oh my god. This is why you can't get a job. This right here. This right here. Why nobody will employ you. Who is this annoying man who keeps turning up at my studio?
Telling old jokes.
Send him away.
Are you hiring for someone to punch you in the kidneys? Because I will move out of Los Angeles to do that.
You're too tall.
I'm the world's tallest
You're
midget.
You're too Jewish. That's Hawk the Slayer.
What do you think about...
I'm very looking forward to that.
Arsenio Hall calling the other girl, just calling, saying bitch and whore.
I don't care. That's the thing. I don't care about Arsenio Hall losing his temper and saying that she's a bitch and a whore, and Lou Ferrigno saying he's going to throw Lisa Lampanelli through a wall, or any of the other people losing their temper, or what moon-faced gimp, what's his name? Oh, hang on. Someone came to the door then.
Hello? I'm here to punch you in
it's
the kidney.
Okay, they've gone.
you better roll down your window and see what they want.
They want me to move on.
This I'm is a yellow packed. Zone, ma'am. You have to move on.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care what any of them say because they're all cretins.
What is a cretin?
An idiot. A dribbling idiot. A mentally defunct human being. Whom nobody cares about. Nobody cares. Somebody could go on there with a knife and start... I'd love someone to go with a taser. Just start tasing people. Nobody would care because nobody's watching it. And it's all fake anyway. These people don't care about each other. These people don't... It's like they're fighting for an actual job. There's no job. It's a TV show. It's like... I don't know any TV shows anymore. These midgets punching all the information out of my brain. You just need to stop acting like assholes.
What's your stance on Santa Claus? You're going to ruin that for us too? You son of a bitch.
It's just fake. It's all fake and nobody cares. That's what their tagline should be. Watch this show. It's all fake and nobody cares.
Even better, listen to a half-hour podcast that recaps the show that's fake and nobody cares.
About people telling you how shit it is. Yet, here I am. Here I still am.
Subscribe to us on iTunes. Say a good comment. Go to Stitcher. Find us there. It's mind-bogglingly dull this year.
And the only thing that I have found interesting in this week's episode is the insight into how Lou Ferrigno thinks about himself. Because he seems to think he's an amazing director and actor. And he had a tantrum when they cast the two actors in the commercial. Going, I could have been in that commercial. They could have asked me. I could have been in it. I'd have been great in it. I could have directed this. I'd have been great at directing it. Do you have any idea what the rest of us see and hear when we look and listen to you? Because it's not what's going on in his mind. He seems to think he's, you know, Martin Scorsese or John Gielgud. He's not.
John Gielgud?
Yeah.
Was he in Home Alone 3?
Yeah, yeah.
I think Lou Ferrigno can get over...
He talks about
getting over his handicap of his not being able to hear, but he can't get over the handicap of not being able to act.
He can't get over the handicap of being Lou Ferrigno.
That is a huge handicap. And please, send
it's
your checks to
handicap.
P.O. Box.
Horses for tots. He's just idiotic. Although one of my favorite things that happened was nothing to do with him. It was what's the blonde Trump's name? Ivanka?
Speaking
is that her
word,
name?
I think.
You're not blonde.
Oh. No, I was saying she's my wife, not that I'm her. I'm not a drag queen. I'm a horn dog. Jesus.
You're a corn dog.
I was going to say horn dog, and then I bailed on the joke in the middle of it, so I just said hog hog. And you said corn dog. Yes, corn dog.
So you're a corn dog. Okay, nice.
What I'm alluding to is that I've not heard of that. Anyway, go on. Move on.
When Ivanka came to see the other people, And she said, it was worth schlepping uptown for. When have you ever done that? Look at you trying to be all New York about it. And also, when Donald Trump was talking about Times Square, he said, "Ah, it's a great place. You can eat, you can shop, you can do lots of things." He ran out of things to do in Times Square after eating and
shopping.
Listen,
there's lots to do. Eating, shopping.
Shopping.
The other one.
Punching tourists.
Ignoring homeless people, pretending they're not there, not making eye contact. Almost running into tourists who are standing there looking straight up while you're trying to get to work.
That's what happened to me when I was there, and I picked up a child. Because it was in my way.
Oh, you didn't say, "Hey, hot young kid."
I said something like, "Get out of the way, kid." Hey kid, get out of the way. You can buy shitty souvenirs there, but I guess that comes under shopping. I can't think of anything else you could do in Times Square apart from just sit on that bit in the middle and watch the billboards.
Well, for a time, it was all like porn shops.
Porn shops, yeah.
And New Yorkers act like we're missing out on some great cultural thing by there not being any. It used to be great. Now it's all Disneyland. And it used to be like, you know, porn shops.
You used to be able to get a double dildo for like $10. And now it's all been marked up because
now it's all Disneyfied. Yeah, it was awful. 42nd Street was awful. I used to have to go from Grand Central Station to Port Authority in college with my bag of laundry to get back home. And walking down that street was the worst. It was like, "Hey, kid." Literally, "Hey, kid. You want to, you know." And I would run down the street with my laundry on my back. And now,
what were they? Why were they saying, "Hey, kid"?
Come in.
Were
here.
They just saying hello?
Come
hey,
in.
Kid, come here. How you doing? Okay.
I know. I was so scared that if I responded, they would like mug me. No one responds in New York. You're obviously out of town.
Were you being propositioned by a very butch hooker?
That was a woman. I said, "Excuse me, ma'am."
Hey.
But I'm bump. Speaking of drag queens, Debbie Gibson not on the show this week.
No.
So Diana. Sweet Diana, it finally gets to be project manager again, loses the task, and we prove that she is just terrible. That she's not, it's not that everyone's out to get her. She's not good at this, whatever this is. Again, no. Like you said, this is fake. We don't know what this show means.
She's very good at just vacuously pottering around.
Pottering. What about if she wore a scarf and rode around on a...
Wow.
Broom, would she be Harry Pottering around?
Oh, what is wrong with
you? No, that is a legit question. That came from one of our listeners holding up an invisible card.
Came from Dave.
One of our listener, Dave.
Blue Pontiac.
And poor Kate Handy.
She'll email her. She emails her sometimes. Now she'd be very excited because you've talked about her.
You know what? She's probably like, "Leave me the fuck alone, you lunatic."
First they're emailing me, now they're talking about me on the podcast. What did I ever do to you?
You jackhole.
Poor woman. Just leave me alone.
Penn Jillette left and made it because he has a gig, he has a life, he has a career.
That was good. I enjoyed that bit very much.
They should have voted him out. They're like, "Well, he's okay because he left." No, he left.
Yeah, he left, so he's fine.
He did more before he left, but he left.
Watching Lou Ferrigno trying to operate a laptop computer was what I believe the early cavemen trying to master fire must have looked like, because he just kept poking at it with his meaty hand, going, "I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it. I don't know much about computers." What do you mean? How did he even get this far?
I don't know. I think he was under the radar. They gave him one job to print stuff up, and he
He's not gonna fire that Diana because Trump's got a massive erection every time she gets into the boardroom, and just makes lewd remarks in front of his own children.
Well, they just laugh about.
Oh, Dad, look at you with your sexually harassing people again. Dad, you're such a card.
We're a product of an affair. Oh, sweet Dad.
At least that blonde son wasn't on the.
Oh yeah. Oh my God, the creepier son.
The creepy blonde one. With his sneering. Nah.
And is the hair on purpose? Are they trying to make it look like
Trump? I don't know. But I think that's the noise he makes when he moves around. Nah. Nah.
I think I hear Eric Trump coming. Is he schlepping up here?
He schlepped up there in a limousine.
Yes, she did not
schlep. You know, like people who schlep, they always take the limo or a private helicopter.
The nurse's assistant who works up in Harlem and lives in the Bronx, she schlep from the Bronx to Harlem. That's a schlep.
That's what Ivanka did, schlepped.
She schlepped.
It was also really weird. I don't know whether they were short of time. Or hard to believe with all that content. How could they possibly
do a 2-hour show for 1 hour? They give 2 hours to do a 1 hour show.
Ugh. But they, just before an ad break, they had this really weird slow motion of Lou licking his lips and looking sideways. And they slowed it down.
It was because the editor looked at so much footage and was tired of seeing Lou lick his lips that he's like, I'm going to fucking take the piss out of this guy. So to him, it was like they kept cutting to him licking his lips because you think they would do the opposite.
And he was chewing. He was like chewing and twitching his face.
Never brought up the twitching. They were using that to power turbines, all his twitching.
It's like he was chewing on some kind of insect.
He had something stuck in his mouth.
A wasp had flown into his mouth and he didn't want it to come out. He was having too much fun with it. But his face just kept twitching and writhing, and he kept being a big baby and talking about being disrespected. And just it was just an hour of him whining like a bitch.
What about when he was voted off, when he was fired? He goes,
you can't fire me.
You can't fire me. No, 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 you don't want to fire me. You're fired.
No. No, you're fired.
No, you're fired. This whole place is fired. That's what I should have said yesterday. Oh, I'm canceled? You're canceled.
You're canceled. All canceled.
I'm still on the air. We're not putting you on the air. I'm still on the air.
This is going to end up like some sort of king of comedy where you're just going to kidnap somebody so that you can present the...
Honestly, I don't know how much lower I can go in this fucking career. I'm one step away. I'm up for that job to produce the Rupert Pumpkin show, so don't jinx it for me. Have my resume in.
It's a tough business, kid.
Dear employer, I've been a big fan of Rupert Pumpkin since he went to jail.
I'd very much like to be like him.
Not far. All right, anything else to say about this wonderful show? So with Lou's off, he says, I'm not really...
It sucks! Show sucks.
It was the local news in New York. Good morning, New York, or good day, New York.
Hello, good day, New York.
Well, yeah, it's different in England. That's at the end of the day. Our show is at the beginning of the day.
Good day, They slap New people. I said good day.
I said good day, New York.
I said good day, New York.
The woman says, "You're from the Bronx. I'm from the Bronx." What self-respecting guy from the Bronx begs for his job back? That is not how we were born and bred. And he goes, I did not beg. He said, you're fired. And I was just saying, I'm not fired. Some Jedi mind trick. She's like shaking her head.
What is wrong? It's just... Apparently, I like the little preview of what's happening next week.
Which is
just, again, just shots of Lisa Lampanelli crying and shouting.
Yeah, if you're going to shout like that, you can't cry, too. You know.
I used to like Lisa Lampanelli and I used to like Pendulette, but now I don't like any of them.
I think Pendulette is trying really hard to come off not bad.
He keeps leaving. He left last week to do a show. Maybe he should win because he's treating it like it is a show. That Aubrey keeps going, Mr. Trump's going to want this person to represent him. It's not a real job, you... idiot.
No, she has no idea that this is a TV show. I think she thinks this is all real. Because she went down the fake elevator.
She did get down the fake elevator.
Even Lou Ferrigno, when he was supposed to go into the fake elevator. That's what they do at the end of every show. And I'm sure a stage manager said, if one of you get voted off, take a right, go down that elevator, the only other way out, and leave. Because there's a moment when he turns to somebody and he goes, do I go in here? And he's obviously pointing to the producers who are off screen because then they cut to the fake receptionist who goes, yeah, very good. Thanks.
Stop spoiling the illusion, Lou.
Yeah, we're tired of you.
You're supposed to be the best director. Come on, just get out. Cut us a break,
it's
will
hard
you?
For me to process things, even though they do it every week, and it is the hook of the show.
But he's a good actor. He just acted his way out.
Couldn't act his way out of that fake room.
Couldn't act his way out of a fake elevator. Poor meaty Lou Ferrigno.
Meaty.
I wonder what they're going to do puppets next week, aren't they?
Are they entertaining kids?
So I'm guessing that's an advert for Avenue Q.
There's improv puppet show in New York that they're advertising.
Of course there is. Of course there's an improv puppet show in New York. Also Meat Ballet.
They went to Meat Ballet.
Steaks on ice. quite like that idea. Quick write down.
Prime rib one woman show.
You need to write that down.
What is that? Steaks on ice?
Yeah, steaks on ice.
I just sent them my CV. Dear employer, I've always been a fan of meat and of ice skating.
And ice.
Combining meat and ice skating is a lot like combining gymnastics and karate, like in the movie Gymkhana. Listen to Proudly Resents on ProudlyResents.com, where I review Gymkhana with Yuri Lowenthal, the voice of Ben 10.
You mean Jim Carter. You sound like you're saying John Carter.
They're both terrible films. We should do John Carter.
Yeah. You need to work on your enunciation.
Jim Carter.
You need to work on your clipped consonants and your round vowels.
That's
yeah.
good.
I had elocution That's lessons.
I just had my tonsils out, so I can make an excuse.
You just
All
had
right,
your tonsils out.
All right, 6 months
out.
Ago. Listen, I can keep...
Exactly. They scoop out your nose as well.
Is that what your friend said? Leave me alone because I said my tonsils out.
I don't know who that was, but this person said that that they listen.
Oh, and that's Dave. Speaking of Dave, he has his own t-shirt store, Dave's House of T-Shirts, where you can buy any movie t-shirt, any funny, wacky logo t-shirt at proudlyresents.com/BY.
Buy a wacky t-shirt.
Listen, you want to look cool?
No one likes wacky
t-shirts.
Don't
walk around without a shirt. And why go to a store? That's just such a huge hassle. Just go to our website.
Has anybody ever bought a t-shirt from Dave's House of T-Shirts?
Anyway, go to our website and you can buy a t-shirt of anything. Fletch.
I don't think anybody wants to buy a t-shirt from Dave's House of T-Shirts.
You can buy a poster from Dave's House of T-Shirts.
You know what I hear? I hear they're expensive.
No, actually, they're always on sale. I always get emails saying that they're doing like 40 to 70% off. Because they're also like, come on, will someone come in?
Somebody, just a bloke in a warehouse screaming, somebody buy a t-shirt. I have all these t-shirts. They told me film was going to be big.
Yeah, you love movies. You have to wear shirts. This is what I'm saying. Here's my sales pitch. You ready? This is my Celebrity Apprentice 60-second sales pitch.
Okay.
You can't walk around without a shirt. You'll get arrested. Go to Dave's House of T-Shirts at proudlyresents.com/BUI and buy a shirt that you would like. There you go.
Okay, now do me a picture of steaks on ice.
Steaks on ice. One steak
ice.
Has risen above the fray.
This Sunday night. No. Have a dueling steak.
Bring your family.
Like a lamb chop versus a pork chop or something.
Sunday pork chop will now get his revenge on lamb chop.
And now I've got in my mind, I don't know how anybody else is visionizing this.
I didn't want to say anything.
Visualizing this.
Some bullshit British word. Go ahead.
No. I'm Oxford educated.
Oxford Community College.
Visualizing just two skates, one with a pork chop in it and one with a lamb chop in it, just being pushed by somebody across an ice rink.
Oh, I was. Picture-
to music.
Yeah,
obviously.
What kind of music?
It'll make it interesting.
Van Halen?
Ravel's Bolero.
Oh. That's exactly.
Because that's what won us the gold.
What, the Bolero? That's a song. Oh, is that playing?
Ravel's Bolero. It's what's it called? Torvald and Dean won gold with that. routine.
Is that person in Gymkata, reviewed on Proudly Resents, proudlyresents.com? Gymkata.
Stop hocking your shit all over everything. You're everywhere on the internet. How many shows does a man
need?
I know,
it's too much hocking. Oh, I also have a show called
Dream. If you know what it is, you got all this free time with your hand now. Even more.
This Monday, I'll be recording 5 or 6 episodes of Proudly Resents before I get another job. So if you have a movie you want reviewed, email me at proudpod@gmail.com.
Are you talking to me?
Well, I guess you could call me, but yeah, you can email me.
We're friends. Why would I need to email you? I'm talking to you right now.
Put in the subject, your friend Nico.
That's a bit formal, isn't it? You have to put it in writing now?
So, you know, you and I do this when we're not recording. I pretend to talk to other people. I know, I'm a sweetie. Listen, it's over 30 minutes. Let's get out of here. I have nothing else to plug besides Dream Tweet, the game show to go on iTunes, Stitcher. Nico, when's your next show?
You know what? I've got to plug nothing because I have some self.
You said you wanted to plug Horrible Movie Night at Nerd Meltdown Comics.
Oh, we
this Saturday night.
What?
Horriblemovienight.com.
No, I've heard that's rubbish.
Well, it's a horrible movie night.
Yeah.
How do people find out about where to see it?
Well, they go to the Riverside Studios in Hammersmith and go, I would like to go and see the film that's got, as I've said before, the tallest midget and the shortest giant.
Yeah, a nice plug, by the way. Just throw in a hawk, whatever, the reference to that film, and it happens to be the next film you're showing.
What's wrong with that? You do it all the time. You're just pissed off because I did it with subtlety in class. You. Hey! Watch my thing!
And...
Hey, you listen to my thing yet? Listen to my thing. And my other thing. And 4 other things I'm doing because no one loved me as a child.
It's true. If you think Porkchop could win, press a like on Facebook at Proudly Resents. Facebook page. All right.
Porkchop.
You think Porkchop will beat Lambchop? What are you thinking?
Oh, definitely. It's got the girth.
Yeah, yeah. He's been training for a while.
This Lambchop's got that spiny little bone. Can't see what's going.
Oh, that's right in the middle.
Yeah.
It's always been a disadvantage. But, like, if we learn anything from Lou Ferrigno.
Where's that from? I'm trying to place that accent for weeks.
Cleveland?
Now. I can't. I think it won't be here.
You're going down a rabbit. What kind of medication are you on?
Oh, too much to mention.
Yeah, you are on medication, right?
I am, yeah. I'm not using that as an excuse. I'd say this stuff anyway.
A girlfriend did. I bet you she's on medication. She's going to be really crazy. Oh, now she's going to be crazy.
I'm not American. I don't have to make excuses for my behavior.
You just do it and blame us?
Touched as a child. Parents were alcoholics. I'm medicated. I'm stressed. That's why I did these racist remarks or whatever they do. That's why I punched that hippie who was never loved as a child.
That's it. We wore another welcome about 20 episodes ago.
That's it.
Oh, we went minutes
that's
ago.
That's it.
All right. Keep your tits.
Oh, somebody emailed that to me.
Yeah, again, that's what Kate said. Oh, no.
Two people emailed me that and put it on Facebook.
KYTI.
They shortened it, though. Good. Great. I always wanted a
catchphrase. Yeah, me too, but not that.
It's how they'll always ask me, you can't get a job. Put that in your CV.
Oh, yeah, I do a show. Really? Just check it out. What the? Yeah, I won't be doing Christian radio.
Mm-hmm. Are we ending it now?
Rob Barabone does music. Rob Rock's stuck up.
You drunk again. Correct.
Bye.
Bye.